Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea Donsky is off today. We've been talking here on the program about the microbiome. Today, we're going to focus on the microbiome diet and how it is the answer to your weight loss issues. And here to join us is Dr. Raphael Kelman, MD. He is the founder of Kelman Center for Integrative and Functional Medicine. Hello, Dr. Kelman.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
It's so nice to have you on the show. Now, I recently had you on Clean Food Network, and we talked about the microbiome. But for people who aren't familiar, give us a little bit about it, and then let's talk about how this relates to weight loss.
So the microbiome are a vast ecology, trillions of bacteria that play a vital role in our overall health. Contrary to what we understood or how we viewed bacteria in the past, as something bad, as something as bacteria as pathogenic, virulent, that caused disease, and that bacteria was always the bad guy. Our understanding of the microbiome represents a 180 degree turnaround, that the bacteria, when they're in the right context, in the right collection of the right ecology, working together, trillions of bacteria, not only are they not disease causing, but they play a critical role in maintaining health and helping us to overcome disease. They have widespread effects, including turning genes on and off. They speak to our genes. They have a significant role in brain function, a significant role in immunological function, that you can't separate the bacteria and the microbiome from virtually all of our physiological processes. And if the microbiome is not optimal, then our health is not optimal. But if it is, then our health is optimal. So the most important, I believe, pillar in helping people heal and prevent disease is by improving the health of the microbiome.
And what are the best ways to improve that health?
Well, I mean, obviously diet is the most important, but there are many, many factors. When I say diet, we need to feed the microbiome. So the microbiome bacteria also need to eat, right, in order to be healthy and proliferate and to have a diverse, vast ecology. And the types of foods that are so important to the gut and the bacteria in the gut, the microbiome, are mostly vegetables. But they're specific types that have a lot of two compounds like inulin and arabinogalactan. Just to make this conversation a little more concise, let's say that the main types of fiber are inulin and arabinogalactan. And these types of fibers and compounds are found in foods like jicama, Jerusalem artichokes, leeks, radishes, even beans. Even certain grains, but usually I like to limit that at the beginning while we heal the gut, because the gut initially is not only is the microbiome unhealthy, and that just like the outer ecology, that it lost its diversity and its healing ability. So, and also there's overgrowth of certain bacteria. In other words, if certain bacteria should be 10% of the ecology or 15%. They could be overgrowing their percentages. So one of the first steps sometimes we need to do is to sort of prune this vineyard and to improve the ecology by reducing the overgrowth, perhaps, of certain bacteria. So it involves both improving the overall health of the microbiome and its diversity with eating the right types of foods. And then for others, sometimes we need to use certain herbs and to change the diet a little bit to remove or to prune the overgrowth of certain bacteria. Additionally, fermented foods play a very important role, like kimchi and kefir, sauerkraut, also to improving the diversity and the health of the microbiome.
So if we're looking at weight loss, then you can have people saying, okay, I cut down my portions, I'm eating cleaner, I'm exercising, but I'm still not losing weight. Could part of this situation be that their microbiome is off balance?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the most important road to getting to helping people lose weight is by healing the microbiome. Number one, overgrowth of certain bacteria and parasites, et cetera, which is creating an imbalanced microbiome, leads to weight gain. And many people are stuck and they can't lose weight because they're not identifying, or the health professionals, the doctors that they're working with, they're not identifying the imbalance. In other words, as I said before, if certain bacteria, a certain species should represent 15% of this fast ecology, another species, 25%. And if they exceed their percentage, it creates a suboptimal microbiome, and that locks you in to the weight that you're currently in. And the problem with that is, no matter what you do, you can't lose weight, and you could then reduce your caloric intake, only making things sometimes worse. So number one, understand the ecology, understand the general microbiome. Is there an imbalance? And addressing that. And sometimes, for example, identifying a certain overgrowth of certain parasites or certain bacteria that are exceeding their correct percentage plays a huge role in helping people lose weight. And then overall, improving the overall health and diversity of the microbiome plays a significant role in changing and modifying biochemical processes, insulin resistance, reducing inflammation, and many, many other things that it does, helping you, helping our patients, helping people to lose weight.
All right, so I'm at the grocery store. I'm in the produce section. You mentioned jicama, radishes, Jerusalem artichoke, leeks. What are some other things we want to put in the cart? You mentioned the kimchi and the kefir.
Yeah, kimchi,
are there some other? I like to have advice for people where they can just be like, okay, let's go.
sauerkraut. If you don't have a lot of bloating, gas, abdominal discomfort, you know, certain beans could be good, like pinto beans. Look, then there's also leeks, garlic and onion. For certain people, again, not if you're having a lot of bloating and abdominal discomfort, but garlic and onions could be very, very good as well. Many vegetables, the more vegetables you eat, the better your microbiome will be, the healthier it will be.
Now, I'm guessing that we want to avoid things like sugar and other things in the standard diet, aptly named SAD, of course.
Yeah, and what's going to happen is if you start eating these foods, especially like foods like kimchi, you're naturally not going to want those unhealthy foods. That's really the power and really the miracle of the microbiome diet. It's the cravings plummet. Now you're having, you know, nature, you're having bacteria help you. And no longer are there forces going against you.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, I've cut back my sugar dramatically to the point where I'm just having it in, you know, dark chocolate. And your cravings really do lessen. And it makes a big difference when you're eating clean, whole foods and really paying attention to your microbiome. We have about 30 seconds left. Dr. Kelman, tell us all the ways we can find you online.
Okay, so it's KelmanCenter.com. Well, they can just look up Raphael Kelman and they'll find me.
Oh, this is great information, Dr. Kelman. Thank you so much. I want to thank everyone for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Remember, put those wonderful vegetables in your cart along with some good cultured foods, and you're going to have a healthy microbiome, and you're going to feel much better and have less cravings. Sounds good to me. Take care and stay well.